Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We have been talking about the glory of the Lord. We've been talking about the fact that it's our season of glory. This service, we're going to be talking about part 12. It's our season of glory. In the morning, we learned that in Romans chapter 8, verse 30, that the process of our existence here on earth, from redemption to eternity, God has decided that glorification or glory should be the final state. So they that he foreknew, he predestined, and they that he predestinated, them also he called, and those that he called, he justified, and the ones that he justified, the Bible said, verse 30, he glorified. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, glory is my last stop. God is happy to add glory unto our lives, to garnish and finalize everything that concerns us. Praise the Lord. In this service, we are going to learn a few things about this glory of God, because it's our season. One of the things that we learn about the glory of God is the fact that it propels us into rulership. Into what? Rulership. In Zechariah chapter 6, verse 13, we will find out that glory is directly related to rulership. It's associated. It says that even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. He shall build the temple and bear the glory. And then he shall sit and rule upon his throne. So we are seeing here that building the temple, or building the opportunity, the grace to build, the ability to sit in authority, to rule upon the throne that God has given us, they all function in the midst of God's glory. It says that he will build a temple, and he shall bear the glory and sit and rule on his throne. So, the point I want to make is that what makes someone's rulership a possibility is the glory of God. What makes someone's rulership enjoyable, satisfactory, is the glory of God. The thing is that a human being that has been set in rulership cannot always be right. You try your best, but all men are fallible and fallible. But what makes someone's rulership glorious, or someone's rulership acceptable, satisfactory, is the glory of God. When God gives you glory, you will be doing your best, but you see, the glory has a way of giving you a multiplier effect in the eyes of the people. It makes the people accept you. As I said, this one will sit and rule. Some leaders, they are ruling, but it's not in peace. It says that this one, shall rule as a priest on his throne. The council of peace shall be between them. You have that some people rule. You can be a husband, but there is no peace. A pastor, there is no peace. You know, if you're a pastor, you can preach all your intestines. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. What makes it work is not preaching your intestine. Even though preaching your intestine is important. But what makes it work is the glory of God. It's what? Because the final thing or the final state God wants to bring every single one of his children to is the state of glorification. That what he is doing will be glorified. And the people that he is doing those things with will also walk in glory. Are you with me? So, if you happen to be in leadership, you have to understand that your longevity in that rulership is determined by the glory you carry. If you don't carry the glory of God, or you don't have a mind of carrying the glory of God, you may be ruling by your own lust. What makes people lust is the glory of God. What to say is nipa hunfuno nipa pain. Yeah, so sometimes a leader may be doing his best and the people are angry with the leader. In fact, in most cases, the decisions that leadership take, they are very good decisions that have long-term positive impact in the lives of the people, if you look at governance. But most of the time, we will kick them out because they have a good mind for our development in the maybe medium and long term. So once it's not reflecting in the short term, dear, you have to be cleared. Then we can bring a bad leader who gives you short term comfort, but no medium and long term development. And then we are very happy because we are very short sighted people. So if you're a leader who has a good heart, and you want sustainable leadership or rulership, what you need is the glory of God. God's glory should come upon you so that when you are taking the hard and important decisions that will bring progress and development to the people will embrace you, accept you, love you as you work with them to bring them to where God wants you to bring them. If you are here, wave your hands. If you are here, are you with me at all? Yeah, you can be a husband and you are planning. I know a woman, for a year the husband was building for her with the secretary or the administrator, rather. The woman fought the husband, and went to the office to do showdown to the administrator. Showdown. Fought. She left her own business and made the administrator and the husband her business. In 1 year, her thriving importation business had shrunk to like 25% of what she was working with. What was the husband trying to do? The woman was turning 40 or 50, one of them, and the husband was trying to give her a surprise package. The surprise package was a house of the lady's dream. The husband was building. The administrator, who is a lady, was the one supervising because she's a hard woman. Then some people told the wife that this your husband now, no, he does too many rounds with the administrator. Now, madam, when are you worried? You are the one that has been married. Is that not so? Yeah, so calm down. But she fought and fought. On her birthday, the husband handed the key to her. And if it's yours, it's yours. Yeah, handed the key to her. She was very excited about the investment that has been made into building that house. But she had lost her business. She had followed things she ought not to have followed. And it cost her. The man had a good mind, but Charlie, he needed glory to cover him. You can have a good mind and you have trouble at the same time. That you are doing the right thing is not always where your protection is. You need the glory of God to give you some protection. We will learn that what gives defense is the glory. It gives what? What gives defense is the glory. So we have good heart, we have good leadership and all of that. The woman would have divorced the man. But because of the glory, your rulership shall be sustainable in Jesus' name. Say amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 4 verse 5. In Isaiah 4, 5. The scripture said, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. Upon what? All the glory shall be a defense. We know that the Lord led the Israelites from Egypt to the promised land in the day by a pillar of cloud, in the evening by a pillar of what? Fire. But he says that upon all the glory shall be a defense. One of the things that is associated with the glory of God is your defense, your preservation. Satan told God that you have built a hedge of protection around Job. That is why I'm not able to touch him. What the glory of God does is to build a ring of God around you, around your family, around your business. You see, the thing that has the glory of God tabernacling upon is not easy for it to be destroyed. Because the glory of God is God's presence resting on a man. That's why if you look at the tabernacle, when you go to the holies of holies, there is no, you can't even access there and destroy. In fact, if you are not conditioned and permitted as a priest, you can't enter there. Not every priest is even allowed to enter there. And the high priest that is allowed to enter there must enter there in a very good condition. Because that is the place where the glory of God manifests. So wherever the glory of God manifests, there are security details. There are what? Security details. That's why you see someone is a regular citizen living in his own house. Once he becomes a president and he's taken to the villa, that space, everything changes. They have their maximum security there. That's what the glory does. Once the glory tabernacles on you and start manifesting upon you, demons will step back. Sicknesses will step back because in the arena of the glory, sickness is not allowed. In the arena of the glory, demons are not allowed. In the arena, are you here with me at all? In that arena, you have defense. God's glory itself becomes your defense. I've seen a video where a pastor was being shot. The guy took the gun, shot at the pastor. The gun didn't shoot. He turned the gun to a neutral ground, shot, pow, the gun shot. Turn it at the pastor again, pow, it didn't shoot. Turn it, pow. He did that until all the bullets got wasted. That is, it is shootable where the glory is not. But it's not shootable where the glory is. I pray that the glory of God shall become a defense over you and your house. Shout a better amen. Amen. Christians, we have something. We have God's glory. When it's upon us. Sinai sang a song. And upon us is your glory and your grace. And upon us is your beauty and your love. You remember that song? From glory. Da-na-na. We are perfect in you. We praise your name. We are complete in you. We bless your name. is your glory and your grace. For upon us is your beauty and your love. For upon us is your glory. Let's sing it out. From glory, ta-na-na.
To glory, God is taking us, taking us. Oh, from glory,
to glory,
God is taking us,
is going to be from glory to glory. The glory of the Lord. You see, when you are carrying the glory, you will step on juju. The juju will be the one complaining. You will not be the one complaining. Because when the glory rests upon you, it's the Spirit of God resting upon you. And everywhere you go, you are defended by God's glory. They shoot arrows, the glory will absorb it. They shoot accusation, the glory will absorb it. They shoot any mechanism to bring you down, the glory will what? Absorb it. Your defense, our defense, is based on the glory of the Lord. It's built on the fall upon all the glory shall be a defense. If you want to have peace, protection, go for the glory. When the glory is on ground, there is no need to defend yourself. There is no need to be fighting. When Israel was moving from Egypt to the promised land, the glory led them. It cleared the Red Sea, cleared enemies on the way, until they settled on the land that God wanted them to settle on. What made that possible is the glory of God. There is nothing to your life here on earth as a Christian if what is on you is not the glory of God. One star differed from another star by glory. The differential is we are all creatures of God. But what really makes you different is what you carry. And if what you carry will make you become the person God wants you to become, then that thing has to be the glory of God. As for the certificates we carry, the career we carry, the wig we carry, the beard we have shaved, and all those dresses we carry, and all our self-presentation, they are good. But the real thing that would differentiate you from other people is the glory of God. God told them, he says that there are prophets and there are prophets. There are prophets that I reveal myself to in visions and in dreams. But the difference between them and Moses is that this Moses, I showed him my glory. Are you here with me at all? That's the difference. It's not that we all didn't sit in a classroom. We sat. But the difference is in what you carry. Please ask somebody, what do you really carry? Do you want to make a difference? Then you need to carry the glory of God. In Psalm 8 verse 5, Psalm 8 verse 5, we see that when the glory is upon you, some of the things that will be associated with your life will be fame and honor. It says that, for thou hast made him a little lower than angels and hast crowned him with glory and what? Honor. You have crowned him with glory. Anywhere the glory of the Lord is, there is also honor. In fact, people will honor you because of the glory you carry. So when you see, they say, honorable, whether man or woman, honorable. And people are just doing things around you, paying you obeisance, you know, hailing you, loving you and all of that. It is because there is some glory upon you. Sometimes it's a political glory. Is that not so? Sometimes it's a ministerial glory. Sometimes you see somebody who naturally is bigger in every measurement than the person is paying obeisance to. For instance, you can have the father of a king go before the king and pay obeisance to his own son, who is now the king. Or his wafasi, he trained, who is now the king. Are you with me? It's just because of the glory. Just because of the glory. That is why today I want you to be very hungry. Hungry for the glory of God, because your honor in life will be affected when the glory on you doesn't show. When you don't go for glory. You need every child of God deserves honor. But honor is sponsored by glory. Deuteronomy 26 verse 19 in the NASB. Deuteronomy 26 verse 19. It says that, and that he will set you high above all nations which he has made for praise, fame, and honor. These are triplets. And that you shall be a consecrated people to the Lord your God, as he has what? Spoken. He will set you high above all nations which he has made for praise, for fame, and for honor. So it is the will of God to set us above all nations, above all people, for praise, for fame, for honor. So fame is not bad. But real fame is the one sponsored by the glory of God. When God gives you glory, no village can contain you. When God gives, no hole can contain you. The grave could not contain Jesus, because that third day was a day of glorification. He had to resurrect. Are you here with me at all? It doesn't matter. You see, sometimes location determines people's allocation. But when the glory comes upon you, your allocation will not be detected to you by your location. You can be in a disadvantageous location, but because of the glory of God, every resource you need will gather around you. God can cause his glory to give you fame, give you honor, give you praise. He will take you from the back. The Bible says that he raises men from the pit. He raises them, beggars, and sits them among princes and restores to them their throne of glory.
It is God who will put you on the throne and glorify. Look at Solomon. Solomon's mother, a bad woman, no? Bad woman, committed adultery with David. Gave birth, God killed that one. Then they married. Then, okay, Solomon came. Okay, say okay. Solomon came, blah, 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 blah. And Solomon was not the first son. But because God had already appointed him unto glory, when he was put on the seat, everything that was trying to oppose him was scattered by God. Adonijah, anything, problem. I mean, the guy sat on the throne. The first thing they brought him was a major problem. That kind of a thing that can make you become, you know, people can make people show you contempt forever. A young man, a young king, then two women appeared. One child, both of them were claiming the child. What will you do? It would take God's glory. Sponsoring wisdom in you to give you that kind of, and everybody needs a landmark victory. What do you need? A landmark victory that will spread the glorious fame of God upon your life everywhere. Ghana, your friend, Ajibabia. Yeah, there is something God will do with your life. And you find out that God is always doing something, but he will do one remarkable thing that will now spread. Spread your fame abroad. It's coming to somebody here in Jesus' name. That amen, if it's louder, I see that you'll be the first person to encounter that glory. Listen to me, anybody that will tell you fame is not good is a liar. It's a liar. God is going to make you become a global icon. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 27. 1 Chronicles 16 27. Look at what the Bible said. It said, splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Splendor and majesty, glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. So glory and honor, they walk together. Tell somebody they walk together. Anytime you carry the glory, tell somebody anytime you carry the glory, honor will show up for you. And prophesy to them, I see God honoring you amongst men in the mighty name of Jesus. Not only will God put his glory on you, but God will also make sure that the glory that is coming upon you as a man is not vain glory. It's not what? It's not vain glory. Galatians 5:26. The scripture said, let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Please go on. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So here, you can see that the Lord is telling them that they should not be desirous of vain glory. And that vain glory, he gave. Please go to the chapter 5. He said, people, sometimes it's difficult when you are in the world to have appetite for the right things. Some people can have appetite for the wrong things. Especially in this life, people go to shrine to get some things. Sometimes you see people, they are fixated on, hey, dress, school, job. All these things, they are nice. Say they are nice. They are nice. Sometimes there is like a trend that the generation is following. And as you follow that trend, you are likely to lose the most important thing that you should be focusing on. That's the glory of God. And so, like Adam and Eve, when they fell from the glory, they used leaves to cover themselves. Are you here with me? Some people can use their job to cover themselves. But you see, you are more than that. Some people can use their children to cover themselves. But you are more than that. Some people use, that's why some ladies, when they marry, it's as if they won a trophy. It's a World Cup for you, but marriage is not a trophy. It's not like I won and somebody lost. Are you here with me at all? Any foolish person can marry. Including people who don't know the value of marriage. I'm telling you. Some people have married, they don't even know why they married. Eish. Yeah. You see, it takes a high level of spirituality to be able to zero in and have appetite or desire for the important things. That's why he says that as for vainglory, it works in the realm of desiring for the wrong things, envying people, provoking people, not unto good works. But if you want to become something very important, chapter 6, verse 1, you that are spiritual, so the pursuit of glory, or the pursuit of glory from the Lord is a true mark of your spirituality. That beyond my education, I am sponsored by the glory of God. Beyond my gender as a man or a woman, I am sponsored by, beyond the wig and the beauty that I have and the fashion taste. You know, some guys are nice. Look at the guy by your side. Very nice guy. Look, sister. Sister, look. Hey, sister, look to your left. Look. You, hey, is he not nice? Tell him, brother, you look really, really nice. Sister, say it with your mouth. Some guys fine. I'm telling you. Ah. Some guys, when a guy sees the guy, say, too much. Some guys. You can be hiding behind those trees like Adam and Eve, covering yourself with leaves. As if you too, you have covering. Shepherd. I'm a divorce. You know, oh, yeah, be many pain who need there and there. As if you too, you day, but you not day, really. Because, Charlie, if the glory is not on you, who best you? It's just a matter of time. You can't fake it forever. If there is no substance in it, you can't. The Bible says that the weight comes from the glory. He calls it the weight of his glory. So if what is on you is not the glory of God, it's just a matter of time. It will just be aspiring or evaporating with time, depending on the temperature. That's why some people around, they look like they are rich. Small inflation comes now. You see that? Hey, Charlie, your power has reduced. I'm preaching this today. Yeah. You will find out that, Charlie, all this beauty you have been using to bully us here. You know, when the angel said, blessed are you amongst women. Angel wise. He knows that when you set a man and a woman there, by all means, the woman will find past the man. But that you, your blessedness is when we put you in a homogeneous group, woman to woman. Then you will know your level. Charlie, it is here that we are celebrating you. People smooth, though. The smoothness level. When it comes to beauty, Charlie, a bit the beauty. And we can be celebrating here. You get to a place now, then your beauty has. Atasa! Beauty in Ash. What will make you relevant at that time is what you carry. And if beauty is the only thing you carry, Ah, you will see that, Charlie, the guy says he likes you until another person shows up with better drawings. Are you here with me at all? By the time you know, Jesus. Put your hand on your head. Say, I carry glory. I carry glory. Sapele me kosala pratika la brada. No matter who you are. Pastor, you can preach. Oh. You can preach. But Charlie, what makes the words you are speaking make impact and brings transformation is a glory. Glory of God. Moses came from the mountaintop, came and stood and said, what is happening here? That what is happening here, one statement, one question. Everybody shifted away from the golden calf and moved towards his direction. Just people don't leave gold easily. For people to leave gold and approach a man, that man must be carrying glory. No wonder Bible said the glory on him was so much that they had to put a veil on him. So people will not just gravitate towards you, have your interests at heart, if what you are carrying is just paper certificate. I'm a PhD holder. I'm a professor. Ninyina ye, clap for PhD. Clap. Clap for professor. Clap. Clap for who born you. Clap. Clap, bachale. Everything will pass away. The glory will be standing. Sometimes you see somebody, you don't even know what is working for them. Investigate well. You don't know. You don't know. Investigate well. Hey, one day, I went to the Bahnhof train station. Yes, in Germany. I was waiting for the train. But when I got there, one guy was standing there. I said, hey, Jesus. I was just wondering which visa officer gave that kind of person visa to. And I was going to Germany. But I was like, hey, wow, Charlie, scary. Oh, Gina phone doing all Ghana cassettes. And I said, hey. Minya. Scary. Na me hwe se ne na mo bounce me sa Germany no. O bounce me sa na nyame adom. Kwan bie ye. Na o sha ko na hunsu abo mu ache. Ye adwuma no pa tututu pa hu na very scary. I was asking myself, into where mu nyina wa na na mo refuse ye no. It's not of him that we let it, it of him that rather too. It is God that show witness. May the glory of the Lord be upon your life. Sometimes you will go attend a wedding party and look at the sister. Say, but this sister, I say, well, I'm fine past this sister. But Charlie, on one side, you choose, you know, the glory is the selector of people into honor and greatness. If you don't carry it, you can have all the physical attributes. It will take you nowhere. May you carry the glory in Jesus' name. That amen can be born again. No? It's too powerful. Hey, Charlie. Epele me gososo la bradiga. Hey. Glory. Glory. From today, no more vain glory in Jesus' name. Vain glory means that the thing mimics glory, but there is no substance of the glory there. You know, some people resemble what they have not assembled. You look like a rich person, but you don't have it. It's vain glory. You know, Your papa proud, and You are dressed as if you have it. Asankra attracted am robbers. Free. They have to come back and say sorry. It's a bullion van carrying no bullion. Bullion cash. From today you will carry it. You see, if the bullion van is not carrying treasure, they don't give you security. Do you understand? That's why I say your defense is in the glory. When you are carrying the glory, heaven has to give you a security. You don't secure a place that stores no treasure. So, some people have mastered the craft of natural niceness and natural value. But today, I'm just telling you that, Charlie, go for the real thing.
For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are, just to be where you are. I wanna be where you
are. It's always in the presence of the Lord. Come on.
Just to be where you are.
Take your seat. Matthew chapter 6, verse 2. Matthew 6, 2. How many of you are hungry for the glory now? Are you sure? Yeah. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So there is vain glory, there is the glory of men. Men can reward you with what is glorious. You can be at a realm where you are receiving the glory of men. Say glory of men. And this one is in the Bible everywhere. When men clap for you, you know, when men clap for you, it says that when you do good, men are saying congratulations. It's a kind of reward. So glory brings reward. But this reward is coming from the realm of what? Men. And it says that the hypocrites can also receive rewards of glory from men. So you and I, we should be aiming at a glory higher than that. But let me just stay here and let you know that there are different dimensions of this glory we are talking about. And some people are stuck in the dimension of the glory that is within men. In John 5:41, in the ESV, John 5:41, ESV, says that, I do not receive glory from people. You can receive glory from people, but I know that
You do not have the love of God within you. I do not receive glory from people. You can receive glory from people. There are things that are in the realm of men that are defined as glory. And they can come to you, you can receive them, and for a while, it may look like you are something. It may look like you can glide on it, you can ride on it, but it's just for a while. Glory of people. Glory of men. Someone says, I love you. They treat you well, and then they drop you, like Mephibosheth. It's glory of men. Yeah. Are you here with me at all? I mean, when we delve into the glory of God, you will see the potency of that one, and then you compare. But there is a glory of man. John 8:50. John 8:50. He said, hey, don't desire this. He said, yet, and I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. So everybody also has his own glory. Yeah, I have a long hair like Absalom. I am Samson. I'm the strongest guy, mighty guy. I am wise. You know, you can be boasting in things God has given you. Attributes, some characteristics. God, some people are intelligent. They are sharp. I'm telling you. But God will give you a showdown. He gives you a showdown. You see that the sharpest don't always become successful in life. Hey. I seek not my own glory. There are people who are just fixated on who they are, what they are, who their father is, what their family name is. Etumisho. Etumisho. So, he is there. He's always protecting their name. He's protecting their brand. Everything. All these ones, they are good. Protect a good name. Is it not good? That's why it's good, it's attached to the name. But you, if you are a child of God, you have to see that there is something deeper than just seeking your own glory. Because there's always, anything that is in the realm of men, there is always something higher that can burn it down if you don't get into the realm of the higher dimension. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 2:5-6. 1 Thessalonians 2:5-6. I'm just talking about the glory of men. It says that, for neither at any time use we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness. It said, God is our witness. Look at that. It said, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others. When we might have been burdensome, he said, as the apostles of Christ, he said, we did not even seek glory from men. You know, sometimes you can, even as a preacher, you can preach and all you are soliciting for is the response of men or what people see you to be. You're a good preacher. All the people they give that kind of fans to, they don't go far. They are looking for the acclamation of men, acceptance of men. Yeah, we are deep. We are deep. Men share, men share, share. Men go deep. Go deeper, Papa. I'm going deeper. I'm the prophet. No abode. I'm Francis Obin. Shem koma ebem. Bonse ma Jesus. Hey. Wow. Masa. Ninyina efe. Sometimes ye dija ye dia grow, sorry. But when it now begins to eat into your heart, where you begin to feel like you too, you are something, you are becoming like Nebuchadnezzar. Enchebia, your glory will bend down and you'll be found in the forest with your body tutu like a grasshopper. Do you understand? Tutu is a Greek word. All the hair covering you as glory will dry up. You see that the kingdom has broken from the foot or the feet is crushing the gold, the silver, everything can crush. Because you are seeking the glory of men. A typical way of knowing that you are seeking the glory of men is when you become just dumb and deaf to what God is telling you and follow after men. Or set aside what you know is the wisdom of God and choose between God and man. And you have that, you know, desire to choose to follow men than to endure to follow God. But the Bible says, they that endure to the end, they shall be saved. You sometimes see that people followed men and it looked like a very broad way. You followed a narrow way. It is not the one follow. It is not the size of the road. It is who is driving you that will determine your safe arrival. Am I talking to somebody now? Yeah. And so you are there now. Every one of your friends, if some of the girls cry, you know you are finer than them. Yeah. In Ghana, they say when you have big buttocks, you can always have a house in a gated community that is very expensive. Because it's like Ghana men, they really like things. Like you can't be poor with that kind of thing. So sisters that we know cry don't have goods. They all of a sudden, they have created goods for them. Because the market patronage is very high. And it comes with a lot of, you know, equity. There's demand for it. Everywhere. Why do you say we are no BIDG? That means we're no one. You are just seeking the glory of men. You know, it's not easy. Do you know that the same time that it took Moses to spend in the presence of God for 40 days, 40 nights, it even took a shorter time for them to use to build a golden calf. But when Moses was on ground, the golden calf was not on ground. But by the time he returned from the mountaintop, the golden calf was on ground. And in fact, it was in the middle of the journey when they were waiting for him to come that he was not coming, that they said, no, but they have to worship something. And since Brahmo is not around, let's figure out. Are you here with me? One of the things that can make you really veer from the glory of God is delay. When life is delaying in giving you what you have been expecting, it can make you get attached to the golden calf. And it always takes a shorter time to develop the golden calf. Something that looks glorious but is after the approval of men. And it has no sustainability. It has no value for your future. If anything at all, it's going to bring the wrath of God upon you. But it's so easy. You see, going the longer route of following after the glory of God, it looks very, very difficult to do. But that is what will also bring value to your life. I feel like I'm preaching something here. You can turn the corner now. You know, because a friend can introduce you to a friend's friend. Who can also introduce you to a friend's friend's uncle. You understand? And then that friend's friend's uncle took an E. Hey! By the time you know, you are the man of the match. Seek it, Paul said, no common being, but we never sought for the glory of men. Tell somebody, don't let hunger, physical hunger, make you seek the gold and leave the glory. Don't let hunger for anything in this life make you seek after the glory of men instead of the glory of God. Yeah, sometimes it looks like Chalewa Ketchre. Hey, me as I see a minibi, a kuna minibi, a yira minibi, a ma minibi, and about some clarity. Am I preaching somebody's message here? Then I've given birth to one and no man wants me. your child is not your problem. That one child, that two kids, those two kids you have hanging around you. When you carry the glory, Moses was a stammerer carrying the glory. They moved to him. Your deficiency, the glory will swallow it. People will even forget you have a deficiency when you are carrying the glory. Your age will not be the matter. Moses was younger than Aaron and their sister Miriam. But because he was carrying the glory, he was the one that God put ahead. Are you here? So that it should concern you if you're a lady and all of that. What say? Majwa, won't say what. When the glory comes upon you, Sabato kana masaya, zembre kostek leto safala. It will bring value that no natural thing can sculpt. Falagabadas. Glory. I know an anointed prophet, when he was ready to marry, he didn't have a child, young man. He said he's not going to marry a woman without a child. What a criteria. Says he wants a woman with a child. A woman who is a Christian but with a child. A woman that is 1 or 2 years older than him. Charlie, tell somebody your age is not a problem at all. Whatever demographic characteristics you are showing now, God can work with it when the glory lands. Are you here? We are tum se kuta. Nyamedi odonu be show biya kumem. Onse mempe oba oya koko. Ohun koko kra no ofi. Ope tum se bidie. Do you understand? Chale, people in is it North Sudan? They are black crass turn to blue. And South Sudan. Plus, some of them are Alongo Springy. Do you know Alongo Springy? They are tall with long neck. When the glory is upon you, all of that will become enhanced features. Do you understand? No disadvantage in the glory. But the glory does not accommodate trash. Everything in the glory has to assume the value of the glory. Are you here with me at all? That's why having one child can give you an advantage for remarriage. I know a man, the wife died. He said he's not marrying anybody in the age of 20. And he's a millionaire. He said he doesn't even want mid-30. Person should be late 30 or in the 40s. Hey! And he himself was around 42. I said, challenge when your opportunity go first time to be. I said, what's one about to watch? He said, I want a matured woman. I said, wow. This thing that you are crying about is what is qualifying some people. Oh, because of the glory. I don't know why God brought you here today. But certainly he wants you to hear a word. That when the glory of the Lord lands, he will take the best things of this life to confound the wise. Is God talking to somebody? Am I preaching to myself or I'm preaching to you also? Yeah, glory. Mala sobregedes son de fehetes. Zala kuafatese. I see the glory. The glory of the Lord is upon this house. Lift your hands, just speak in the spirit. Zebreko
mendolo kofetes pregilias recosebre de bedede casoda badada lendo villa suntebre di cala zecula casada lavacatas peliando soclefetelia ille quatata lavaca para sua tequila intelique le sobraca la sotela paia la choclapata sila. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. There are things that will make you attract the glory of God. One of them is staying consistently in the presence of God. Hebrews 9:5. Staying consistently in the presence of God. Said in over it, the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. So now here the writer of Hebrews is talking about the tabernacle. He's talking about the outer chamber, inner chamber, holies of holies. And then when he got to the holies of holies, he's just describing the materials there. And he talks about the ark of the covenant that is there. It has the 10 plaques of the commandment there. It has the Aaron's rod that barred it. It also has other things, manna in there from the wilderness. Hello. And then he says that there is also a mercy seat on the ark. And that mercy seat, he said, over it is the cherubims of what? Glory. Mercy seat has angels, yeah? With, I think, 6 wings. 2 covering their face. 2 covering their da-da-da. 2 covering their bodies. Are you here? But this glory, where do you even see it? It's in the very presence of God. The holies of holies. You cannot love the presence of men and carry a certain dimension of God's glory. To carry a certain dimension of God's glory like Moses, you ought to be addicted to the presence of God. Seeking the Lord. And this time around, you can easily be in the presence of men, even in your room, via TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Are you here? YouTube. Aish. Snapchat. Aish. Insta. Telegram. And graduate to me, man, unya files akasia be phone yina kra wombi. Wan konzoko. I said, we are virtually, you are present with people. And as a result of that, you cannot be present with men. Before, it was so physical that either you were present with God or present with men. But this time around, you can see that even man and God, they are doing chimpe. You are praying in tongues. I'm not talking about casual prayer. Your real time of prayer, but at that same time, you are also social media. Hey, God kakra, social media kakra. Oh, God is an what? You know, those of you who have got some notification, hey, I say, I hate you. I say, me check it. Eban is how break it, glory frequency. No, are you here at all? A breaking, a be flan, a break it. But if you are going to carry a potent glory of God, you need to make time to be in the presence of God. That's why, amongst many others, we are fasting from now to 31st December. It's just to put you into a conscious mode
that, Charlie, I need the glory more than anything I have carried for all these decades that I've been in existence. Some of you have been in existence for 3 decades, 4 decades. Some are 5, some are 2. But the earlier you immerse yourself in the glory, the better. One key area for a child of God is to become addicted to the presence of God. Jesus was always connecting with the Father before he would step out to see men. Are you with me? Yeah. You have to carry the glory to the people. You can't mingle with the people when you don't carry the glory. But you see that some people start their day with the people. What's going to happen when you start your day with the people? You have to start your day with God. Praise the Lord. You have to look for what works with you starting your day with God, so that he would direct your steps with men and give you glory in the sight of men. Are you with me? Yeah. So whatever works for you. I mean, there is no unique time for prayer. Forget about 12 midnight prayer, 3 p.m. prayer, 12, forget about anything. The real good time of prayer is a time that is convenient for you to commune with God in an atmosphere of serenity, concentration, meditation, and fellowship, communion. That you know that you have an uninterrupted connection, communion with the Lord. Are you here with me at all? Paul talks about it and he uses the word intimacy. Some of you have been intimate before you lock the door. Or you open the door. I know you now. You lock the door, you dim the light. Blue light. Some of you have bulletproof self. Soundproof rooms. Eish. Let me not describe further. I'm just saying that that space, your privacy is so important to you. Important to you functioning properly in that space. True of us. Why have we sent phone there? Hey. All of us, why have we sent like a global audience into an intimate space? Your phone is a global audience. Two of us. Who the other? I say you are coming to kiss God now. Then somebody will call you. One minute. Hey, what a joy killer. Love killer. Yeah? Leave that phone somewhere. Put it on silent. Put it somewhere where people can take care of it. If you can't switch it, me, my phone never goes off. But it can bellow when I come, I'll call. Depending on what I'm doing. Are you here? You need to take care of yourself first before you take care of others. I like the announcement they make when you're on board a flight. In the case of any eventuality, yeah, it says that do what? Fix your own mask. Yeah, handle all your security, whatever first, before you take care of whoever is dependent on you. Safety first. And one of the ways to ensure your own safety is to make sure that you drink with God first before you meet men. Many of them will be depending on you for things. And you find out that the people who normally would disrupt your relationship and communion with the Lord are people who are trying to take from you than to give to you. Either you have to give them something in the office. You have to give them money to sort themselves out. And if you are not careful, the help that you are receiving from God, that has been helping you to help them, you will cut that. You, your source of supply will be cut off. And by the time they finish milking whatever they are milking out of you, you will be without supply. And they would have been fine. Take care of yourself. Tell somebody, seeking the glory of God is taking care of yourself. One more time. If you say it well, I will end the preaching here. Tell somebody, seeking the face of God, to drink from the glory of God, is taking care of yourself. So take care of yourself. Pursue the glory of God. When you are fine, you can now help other people. Can you clap your hands for the Lord? Please rise to your feet. Oh, please rise to your feet. So we are fasting. Fasting. Mashapala kala baba kata kata kata. Mashapele mele kosasa. It's powerful, isn't it? Who is going to take care of him or herself? Let me see you, man. Are you going to take good care of yourself? When you do that, staying in the presence of God. Every one of you is here because you reckon that the hand of the Lord is upon me. If it's not there, this will not work. You have to be real to yourself. That is why you can never be my first focus. God has to be my first focus. Because if I don't have the God factor, it will not even be attractive enough for you. So in taking care of myself, I have to pursue God. When I pursue, Bible said Jesus was praying. The disciples came and told him when he finished prayer that all men seek for you. That's men who seek God. Will have all manner of great people also seeking for them. You seek God and leave the rest. Business will seek for you. Great men will seek for you. Are you with me at all? This is how you take care of yourself. What you carry determines what carries itself around you. If you are carrying the glory of God, great things will be carried around you. Sister, take it. Brother, take it. I believe strongly that this is the year that the glory will manifest in our lives. Clap your hands for the Lord. Let's pray. There's a scripture I've been quoting, Romans 3:23. This morning I sense we should pray with it. We have prayed a lot of prayers on glory, but we've not really prayed this. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, we are not praying this prayer because we are sinners. We are praying this prayer because of the dynamic that is there. That you will never come short of the glory needed for your next level. You will know what? Whenever you are presented for something, you will not come short of the glory needed. Yes, you will not come short. You will not come short of the glory needed to pass that exam, or to marry that woman or man, or to get that contract, or to go to the next level. You will never come short of that glory in Jesus' name. Is it a good prayer to pray? Say, Father, I pray right now that I will not come short of the glory of God needed for my next level. Can you open your mouth and pray? Father, I pray that the glory of the Lord will be at a level that will bring honor to me, bring fame to me, bring rulership, bring defense to me, in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not come short of the glory required. I will not fall from glory. Oh, somebody pray. Ah, shekole melekete. Isokle pelia sasa. Ille kuata labadaba. Isonde lebelekete. Rose, come and pray with us on the glory. Shekodalaba. Etolebelegedes. Shendolabada. Lift your hand one more time. Another translation says that all have sinned and fallen short. Not just come short, fallen. Some people fall from glory. You will not fall from glory in Jesus' name. Please don't take my calmness as nothing is happening. I'm saying that from here you will never fall from glory in Jesus'
name. Amen.
That amen is not coming out at all.
Amen.
Your business will not fall from glory.
Amen.
You will not fall from glory in the name of Jesus. You will be in the purview of people. In the view of God, in the view of the world, you will not lose your place. Raise your hand, say, Father, I will not fall from glory. Whatever will make me fall from glory, by your power, deal with it now. Open your mouth and pray. I, Francis, I will not fall from glory.
Anything that is making you fall from glory right now, Spirit of the Living God, deal with it for us. Asotali akabaya ndele bose, rato sabani akabe, asotali akabaya daba, asida baya ndele bose, ida badia baya na.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.